Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Everywhere. Pastor Bob Thibodeau here. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. We're so blessed that you're joining us. How would it feel to be working for 8 years in a job you love, a job you have a passion for, a job you excel in, and to be recognized by the founder of the company as the one he wants to put in charge as the CEO? Do you think there's any pressure there? Or, you know, while the CEO continues to work at the company as well? Well, our guest today has achieved that level of success and doing it while maintaining his Christian core values, and we should add, the company's core Christian values as well. Amen. Caleb Woods grew up in Michigan and started working at a financial consulting firm while he was still in high school. Praise God. And while there, he progressed so fast that he was soon began customizing CMS plugins and even writing some JavaScript by himself. Glory to God. And he pursued a college degree in computer information and technology through an accelerated program called College Plus. And they were so impressed with his abilities, they offered him a position with their company. And fast forward a little bit, College Plus needed some help from a software development company. And in the Lord's plan and in the Lord's timing, Caleb was offered a position with this company called Role Model Software. After working on a project building a cloud-based storage service for the agriculture industry and streamlining that process, he was soon put in charge of other projects and provided great insights and initiated some applications that basically streamlined his company's operations. And for this, he was named the software director at Role Model. He continued to take on more and more leadership roles and was quickly promoted to chief technology officer. Then, just a few weeks prior to the time of this recording, Caleb was promoted by the business founder to the role of chief executive officer for Role Model Software, a Christian-founded custom software company in Holly Springs, North Carolina. Caleb says the purpose of Role Model is to glorify God by applying their craft to serve business innovators and colleagues. Role Model is now 20 years old, is a world-class collaborative software development team with over $5 million of projected revenue and over 30 employees that are all dedicated to delivering the highest quality custom web and mobile software solutions while cultivating a work environment where community, family, learning, and mentoring flourish. Amen. And on top of all that, he's the one running the show. Praise God. Help me welcome to the program the Chief Executive Officer of Role Model Software, Caleb Woods. Caleb, thank you for taking the time away from running the show over there at Role Model to come and visit with us a bit.
Absolutely, Bob. It's great to be here.
Amen. Now, the first question, other than that brief information I just shared, can you tell us in your own words, who is Caleb Woods?
Yeah. So, you know, first and foremost, a follower of Jesus Christ, and, you know, that impacts everything that do in our life, whether that's ministry through church plants be involved with, and obviously work here at Role Model. You know, that's a big part of that. Father of three little kids. We just had our third a few months ago here. So we're adjusting to the life of a family of five. And my wife, Kim, and I have been married for 8 years. Which has kind of coincided with everything at Role Model, where I got a chance to join the team. And really, for me, as I look back of what's unique about me in the technology space, has been the focus on sort of business problems and mentoring. You know, technology is an interesting means to an end, but it's so much more about the legacy of helping others to launch careers and really build unique opportunities for our customers. That's been a big part of who I am and been an opportunity where I've been able to have some success. And obviously now being able to provide some leadership of what that looks like for us to operate a business with those faith values at the forefront.
Amen. Amen. And I know your background, you said you were raised in Michigan. Where at Michigan?
Central Michigan, south of Lansing is where I grew up. Okay.
I grew up in Marysville. Do you know where that is?
I don't.
Port Huron.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just like 5 miles south of Port Huron.
Good old Michigan. You know, you can.
That's right. That's
point
right.
To a spot
where,
on the
where, hand. Where are you? Yeah, I guess I have to use this hand so it's right on the computer on the screen. But you know, right about here. That's why I tell everybody. You know, I say, where are you from in Michigan? I just point, you know. Exactly. I say, why does everybody from Michigan do this? Because it's so easy to do. It's like your ready-made map right here.
Amen. Absolutely.
Amen. Now, when you first started with College Plus after graduating, what was that like? I mean, just coming in out of college, the new guy, the young guy. And if you impressed them while in the studies, how much pressure was on you when you arrived to actually go to work for them?
So that was really interesting because I got a chance to actually come on as an intern. So I was still finishing my degree. And a lot of it was not focused on software development. I didn't know that that was where I was trying to go with my career. It's something I had an interest in, but I didn't know that I necessarily had capability of. So I actually came on as an administrative assistant to the COO, and that gave me a really unique opportunity to just kind of build that relationship with him, who really became a mentor to me throughout my career, and got a chance to really jump into some software projects that were happening. They were currently offshoring a project to India and needed additional help and kind of what the internal IT infrastructure looked like for the company, and got a chance to really get going from that perspective, get a chance to work and see how software was put together, start debugging things, figure out some of the communication sides of what does it look like to run a software project well. And then from that, really, with the time difference of India and things going back and forth, got those opportunities to jump into doing some things. It's like, oh, I've got some experience here. I could jump in and do some things to help here and move this forward. And that eventually led to bringing more and more software development in-house, and then brought on a key mentor for me, Kevin Bridges, who ended up just helping me grow a apprenticeship practice. So we really built a team where we could focus on bringing in more junior folks, really transforming the technology that we were doing at College Plus, and kind of paving a roadmap for what that could look like long-term for the company.
Amen. Amen. I love what you just explained, because prior to this shutdown and stuff, you know, I speak at podcast conference, but I also speak at business and leadership conferences because of my background in the military and as a, mm-hmm. a senior police officer. And that's one of the things that I teach is when the mentorship aspect of the company. And so you have someone that you hire to be the receptionist, right? They hired you intern for administrative, as I said, and you know, they'll take a few weeks or so for them to get used to what they need to do, what buttons to push on the phone and make all that work. And then when you notice them just sitting there really with nothing to do, it's time for that office manager to start, okay, go help Sally out with filing and organizing all this stuff. And you're starting to get them used to what's happening in the company environment and all the different departments, how they're working. And then, let's say Sally's sick one day. Well, this receptionist knows what to do, so you don't have to call in a temporary worker or anything like that. Just tell her, okay, next 3 days, you're going to be handling all of Sally's stuff. Mm-hmm. And now she's getting the experience of actually running the administrative area. You know, and when it comes time for a promotion, someone gets moved out, they quit, they move on, and you're going to promote that office manager to the next level. You already got someone trained to run the office. You just promote Sally and then hire a new receptionist to start the process all over again. And I explain that in the leadership training. That sounds exactly like what they were doing with you. You started administratively, and then you had an opportunity to learn a few things and then implement a few things. And pretty soon, they're like, what do we need India for? We got you. Amen. Amen. That's awesome. That just confirms, I'm going to save this clip. this just confirms what, you know, and that really, that's the military's concept of leadership training. You start as a private, you know, picking up cigarette butts in the parking lot, and pretty soon, 30 years later, you're a commanding general with thousands of troops, right? But that's how it all starts.
Yeah, well, and that's even how we've gotten a chance to expand upon that at Role Model with even almost a more formalized way of looking at that. We, one of our core values is craftsmanship, and a big aspect of craftsmanship is that you're learning alongside the craftsman, the expert in the field. Yeah. There's so much to just be right next to that person as they're making all these intuitive decisions that, you know, there's kind of these recipes and things that you can learn along the way at the very junior levels. But you've got to have that far-reaching experience to say, here's the intuition that goes along with that. Amen. And so we've been able to do that through our Craftsmanship Academy, where we're bringing in junior people kind of each year, kind of bringing a new cohort of them, because we see that there's that value of having those people at the different levels. And our goal is long-term, you know, the people are bringing in very green our craftsmen at, you know, 5 to 10 years down the road. You know, it's not overnight that getting to those senior levels, but being invested in and being a part of that mentorship and learning culture is a big part of that.
Yeah, amen. I mean, were there certain habits that you developed personally that assisted you in your progression along the way?
I mean, a big part of it, and I think that's related to the field that I'm in, is it's always about learning. So what does it look like to be a lifelong learner? And for me, I'm a very auditory person. So I remember getting started with podcasts in the mid-2000s and just loved listening to audio and learning things that way. Or for me now, that's often business books or other things to kind of pull into that. But just that continuous learning to be able to build up on is definitely one of those key habits for sure.
Amen. When you first started with Role Model Software, what were you working on that caught the attention of the management that you were someone they wanted to groom into this leadership position?
So I think in some ways it was related to what I was doing at College Plus, that I had built sort of this or helped to build. Definitely don't want to take all the credit there for this organization around internship and bringing on apprentices and be able to mentor others. And kind of my natural ability, when you start talking about software developers and geeks, there's a level of business understanding that some possess and some it's a learned skill. And that was kind of a more of a natural bent for me to understand business and understand new domains that really gave me an opportunity to interact with customers and collaborate at a different level than maybe just talking about the technical side of things.
Amen. Amen. Tell us about Role Model Software. I mean, what makes them stand out from the competition?
Yeah, a big part of what we do, I mean, obviously as a Christian values organization, that's who we are, but we're very much a custom software consultancy that is building tailored solutions by collaborating with our customers. So you can find custom software companies kind of all across the gamut, you know, building different solutions for different markets. Our process is very much an iterative and a collaborative one of we're going to start small, deliver value early, and grow with a customer in a long-term partnership. And that really comes back to the feedback loops that we want to see for the growth of our team and the growth of the software that we're building. And those things really tie well together.
Explain what you mean by the feedback loops.
Yeah, so feedback loops you can look at kind of at the bigger, more macro level. You've got, you know, we're meeting every couple weeks to do planning and review of where we've gotten with the software. We're doing daily stand-ups to interact with what's going on. But that dives even further into how we get feedback on the work that we're doing. We don't want to build software and say we're going to do something for 3 weeks and then we'll ship that out to you and deploy that. Now we're going to do that in a much shorter cycle where we're seeing things every day that are being put together, or even our test-driven approach to writing software. We're building into the software. We write these checks and runs through of the software to see, hey, are we matching the business rules that we expected as we're building, so that all through these levels we can really be adapting to the way that we're working and what we're building to solve the right business problem.
I mean, and with, does that mean, I guess, how can I phrase this? How is this different from what other companies are doing than what Role Model Software is doing there? How do they operate differently, or is they do the same thing, or is that what makes you stand out, is because you do this sort of thing? How does that work?
Yeah, there's really varying efforts of it, and you'll kind of hear the agile movement as something within the software development and really the business world in general. Like, what does it mean to be agile, or Scrum, or some of these other methodologies that are embodied? For us, it's become the core of who we are. When Ken Auer, our founder, started the company, he was endeavoring to build a studio built around these Christian values and actually applying those things in a real agile way, such that it's not just, okay, well, we're going through this process, but we really are reacting to the needs of our customer. We're changing the way we work over time with continuous learning and improvement, and we really are shipping in really small iterative gains versus, you know, the Big Bang release and some of those things. And that those are the things I think the industry is moving toward. We've just been doing it for most of the time that we've been in business, and it's an area that we continue to try to improve.
Amen. Amen. And you're a Christian and you stand for your Christian values. Is that one of the things that attracted you to working with Role Model?
Absolutely. So it's kind of unique in my career is that I've been able to work in all three organizations that I've been a part of, strong Christian believers that have been the leadership of those companies. And when I was coming to Role Model, I was coming at a point in my career where I was looking at how do I grow from those around me. I had gotten to the point where I was one of the more senior people in this technical area of the company that I was in. And what did it look like for me to be more at the bottom of that list, to have that kind of growth curve to go up through that? And being a part of an organization where that was applied, not just, okay, this is what we're saying, but this is how we live, you know, just to be able to talk to people that were there at the time, that, okay, the balance of work and life and the integration of faith into the workplace actually makes sense here. Like we're doing prayer requests when we bring in lunch once a week, and we're talking about those things. There actually is relationships with people that are here, and the families are a part of that. You know, families are understanding who each other are and things we've done with company retreats and those sort of things. You know, really actually walked out, and it's not this thing that's just separate. You know, work is the 40 hours a week that you spend doing something different, but not so integrated that it is work is all you do and everything else fits into it. But what's the balance of those things? For sure.
Amen. Amen. And Role Model Software, that company uses the gifts and talents to honor God first. And then you also seek to serve your clients and bring them value. That's a tremendous statement. You know, as a business to business company, how is your faith reflected in how you serve the clients?
That's a good question. And I think a lot of ways it ties into the work we do and the way we operate. You know, when inevitably in projects, especially software projects where there's a lot of unknowns, there's going to be things that come up. And we want to really demonstrate our character in the way that we handle those situations. When there's surprises, you know, we want to communicate those things early and often and own our part of resolving those things. And that's a lot of the way we operate, the way we do to work in those small feedback cycles. But also in our craftsmanship, like our goal is continuous improvement. We're looking to be a value for our clients, not just how do we make the most revenue out of this engagement. And those are the things that we're trying to definitely hold together. And collaborating with them and understanding who they are, so much of it is a relationship business. So I look at it as, you know, it's not necessarily always the opportunity to present the gospel to them directly, but it's to walk alongside them to demonstrate what that looks like. And as we go through hard things, as they go through hard things, to be around, have a relationship there, to potentially have those side conversations that can be even those more gospel-centered kind of conversations.
Amen. And I know we've alluded this, just kind of going around the circle with it. I'm going to come zero in on it. Role Model has three basic core values. Can you go over those three core values and explain to us how those are implemented in your business and how it affects everything that you do? And because we've been like hitting all around the circle, I just want to focus on that for a second.
Yeah, absolutely. So our three core values are three C's, which has made it definitely easy to kind of keep those front and center. So character, collaboration, and craftsmanship are the three. For character, and we put this out there, you know, we seek to emulate the perfect character of Jesus Christ. That's the first and foremost of what we're trying to do. Always speaking the truth in love, servant leadership. That's the model that we're trying to embody and demonstrate to our customers. A craftsman leading a project is still getting his hands dirty. It's the teaching and the understanding there. For collaboration, we want to deliver superior results as a highly collaborative team. We recognize that it's better when we work together, and we want to cultivate the personal growth as well as the professional growth that we can by working together. And then craftsmanship is we're just passionate about building excellent software and serving in excellence everything that we do. So we want that to be, you know, the business relationships that we have, our understanding, the wisdom that we can bring in all aspects. Craftsmanship is what that focus looks like. And craftsmanship is maybe an interesting one to dive into a little bit, because we can have different ideas of what that can look like. It can be the fine craftsmanship of a custom furniture maker, of every detail is meticulously crafted and thought about. The way we look at it is it's almost the best, it's the wisdom in trade-offs. We're still looking at a lot of the things that we want to be able to do and the value that we can drive from them, but we're also trying to bring in the wisdom aspect of we don't need to focus too much here because this is a lower value add to the customer than this mm-hmm. other area. So we kind of bring in the idea of lean or lean craftsmanship as we think about it. And they're all really tied together. In concert, they are what's unique about Role Model. There are definitely different organizations that hold any of those core values as a part of who they are. But that's where our focus has been.
Amen. Amen. And again, to go back to the mentorship aspect of Role Model software, this allows you to grow your internal resources. So you're not always, you know, let's say one of your mid-level guys mm-hmm. decides to move on. Mm-hmm. Now it's like, oh my God, we gotta put out all this advertising to try and hire somebody to come in and fill us. It's you've already developed someone, you know, like on the battlefield, you know, the sergeant gets wounded, take it out. Corporal, you're now in charge, take over. He knows the processes. Now right. It's just a step up, a little bit more responsibility, maybe a small learning curve there as he takes on the additional duties, but you're developing this from within, and that just makes the team stronger, right? Because mm-hmm. instead of having, you know, you got 30 employees, and I don't know the different departments and all that. Let's say you got 10 different departments, and I'm just throwing this out there. Instead of having three people in each department, you might have five segments. And they're all intercollaborating like those, like the Olympic rings, you know, they're all like jointly connected together type thing, right? Is that more or less a brief description of it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we look at it kind of, we have some infrastructure, operational things to the company, you know, sales, marketing, some administrative office sides of that. But the bulk of the team, we kind of refer to as the delivery side of the business, delivering the service to our customers. And it really is like that interconnectedness that you're talking about. Craftsmen, which is what we call our senior folks that are leading teams, they embody these core values. They've been through the trenches. They've served clients with large projects in production. They've been through those paces. And they're experienced with bringing other members of the team up to speed, training them, giving them opportunities. And we don't really look at it of, okay, well, you're this team over here and you're kind of isolated in your own silo. The team is dynamic. You're going to work with just about everybody within the team over some part of your time here at Role Model. Yeah. It's just going to be what's the right team for this point. And kind of look at them almost like SEAL teams. Like you've got leaders of those teams, and you're trying to, like you mentioned, develop what's the next thing that this person needs to be worked on. And we try to do that pretty deliberately, of focusing on a growth curve of, all right, here's what's expected at these different levels. based on reviewing where you're at, your experience with working with other folks on the team, here's the next things that we want to invest in you, and we want to give you opportunities to demonstrate, because a lot of demonstrating those abilities is a little bit of the residency model of learning. Can you see one, do one, teach one? And that's where it kind of comes into play with a lot of the work we do. Because we're pairing and we're working together, you're seeing it alongside, maybe doing it with some help. And then because we've got the different levels of people always within the organization, you've got a lot of different opportunities to teach. And there's a big value in teaching at those multiple levels. That's where it really cements that learning in. And in the same way, it's hard for someone at the more expert level to teach somebody at the most junior level. You're just farther divorced from what it would look like to actually do that learning, that when we've got people at those different levels, they're able to be more contextual with what that learning is.
Yeah, amen.
Hey, folks, Pastor Bob here. We're all out of time today for this great interview with Caleb Woods, the CEO from Role Model Software. Now, I hope you're getting a lot of value out of this interview. I believe many business owners could learn a thing or two or two dozen from this interview. Role Model Software, although they serve a variety of clients from all walks of life, have put Christian values at their core. Their staff, their clients, everyone knows the values that the company was founded upon and hold. This stand for Christian values has not diminished their business at all. If anything, it has grown, praise God. God is faithful. If you stand for Him, He stands for you, even in the midst of a pandemic. Amen. Go down to the show notes. Reach out to Caleb Woods if you're thinking of developing or you're going to be needing specialized system software. But just check out their company and all the services that they have to offer by clicking the links below. Amen. Now, be sure to come back for the next episode, where we dive even deeper into their values and how the Lord has blessed Role Model Software as we continue our discussion with their CEO, Caleb Woods. Until then, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this: your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a Faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.